every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, I know your girls went to their first day of school this week. How did that go?
They did. You know, I think they have it down to more of a science than the parents do. They're less emotional and less excited about it than we are, but they let us take the first day pictures and went off like it was no big deal. So yeah, they seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I remember when my daughters did that many, many years ago, and now they're out of college and working and doing all that stuff. So it goes real quick, Chris. That's a warning. Plenty of news to talk about this week on the automotive front. After a short but painful absence, Ram is bringing back an old standby. We'll give you the happy news on that coming up. Tesla is trying to fight off a huge jury award, hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll have the details on that in our reactions. Long car loans are leaving some consumers baffled, others dismayed, and we'll tell you why and what you might do about it coming up. And a well-known European brand has big plans and a new concept vehicle to back those plans up. We'll tell you the brand and offer our commentary coming up. I'm curious as to your reaction, Chris, about that concept vehicle. What do you think is the most interesting story this week?
Yeah, you know, the concept vehicle has been on my mind for a few days. It's very interesting, but I'm excited about the Ram news, too.
Yeah, the Ram news is very good news. I'm glad to hear that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, we've got double test vehicles this week. What are your two?
My first is going to be the 2025 Nissan Frontier Pro 4X. I spent the week driving that recently. And then the second is going to be the 2026 Toyota Grand Highlander Platinum Hybrid Max, But two good vehicles to talk about.
Yeah, I have the 2025 Lexus RX 350 F Sport that I drove between Dallas and Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And the 2025 Toyota 4Runner TRD Pro. So tons of show coming up for you. We're so glad you're with us. And stay with us as we have all these road tests this week and so much more. Stay with us and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nerad with Chris Teague back with you for news time. And good news out of Ram. The wait is finally over. I guess it wasn't that long a wait. But for Ram fans craving V8 power, it's coming back. The first of the 2026 Ram 1500 pickup trucks equipped with the 5.7-liter Hemi e-torque engine are now shipping. What's your reaction to this, Chris?
Not surprising, given the reaction to it going away in the first place. I think Ram's identity is tied to that engine in more ways than one.
Yeah. They had more than 10,000 orders after they announced the V8 would be there, which makes a lot of sense. They, I think, did all they could to rush the 2026s into production. Of course, they have a new brand CEO who is a former brand CEO at various Stellantis brands, Tim Kaniskis. And I think bringing back the Hemi just makes a ton of sense in that big pickup truck market, doesn't it?
It does. You know, they showed the Hurricane inline six engines to be just as capable in many ways as the V8, but, you know, it's the belief that the V8 is better and it sounds better and people love it. So, I'm not surprised at all by this move.
I'm not surprised at all. And, of course, this V8 will have the Ram e-torque mild hybrid system, so a little better fuel economy than it would otherwise have had, so. Interesting stuff, and I'm glad it's back. Good to hear that.
Me too.
There's not such good news at Tesla. They are trying to fight off a $242.5 million verdict. This is on a single lawsuit, a wrongful death case tied to its full self-driving autopilot system. This was a 2020, it stems from a 2019 crash in Key Largo, Florida, where a Model S operating on the autopilot struck and killed a couple people. It actually killed a person and injured another. And the jury awarded $329 million in damages. Wow. And Tesla was found responsible for nearly three-quarters of that total. Now, you and I have talked about these autopilot systems, full self-driving, what they're called. What is your reaction to this suit and this award?
Yeah, as we've talked about a bunch of times, I don't have any problems with the technology. I think the technologies are fantastic. They can be helpful. It's always been the marketing and the naming conventions that Tesla has used around these products, you know, full self-driving, autopilot. They inspire a sense of a feeling of confidence that shouldn't be there. While the driver probably should have been paying attention, and you know, it's not like there aren't warnings in these systems. I think Tesla could have and should have done more to label them more carefully.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an egregious kind of problem here, where the driver admitted that he dropped his phone and was looking for his phone and relied on the autopilot to drive the car, which you were told not to do. I mean, the driver is supposed to stay attentive, and you're not attentive if you're looking for your phone between the seats. We've all done that. So at the same time, I mean, this kind of jury award is more than punitive. I mean, that's an immense amount of money. And, you know, how do you value a human life? You can't, or I can't. But this is really kind of an amazing thing all the way around. Any other reaction to that?
Yeah, I think if it stands, it's going to have some sort of impact on all the other automakers developing this technology. You know, Mercedes stepped out and said that they would take responsibility and liability for these accidents when they happen, but I don't think the others have. So it'll be interesting to see their reaction.
Yeah. Here's an interesting story that I ran across on Bloomberg, and it's about long car loans, and certainly long car loans are something we've been talking about on America on the Road for several years now, and the car loans get longer because cars are more expensive, and these days interest rates are also high. The average new car vehicle price has gone up, according to Bloomberg, 30% in the past 5 years. The average car is now costs about $50,000, something like that. That's the average car. And that's so shoppers are financing for longer terms than ever before just to keep the monthly payment reasonably manageable. And, you know, this is shocking a lot of people. and maybe they shouldn't be shocked because they should be reading the contract before they sign them, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the first things that they tell you when you go to shop for a car is that don't focus on the monthly payment only. You got to look at the total price, look at the terms. Over 7 years, you're going to be paying a ton of interest. And I've seen some 8-year car loans, especially on the more expensive pickup trucks. And man, I couldn't imagine doing that for almost a decade.
Yeah, it's really kind of amazing. And I ask people, would you be as happy paying this car payment in the 7th or 8th year of the ownership as you would for this brand new car? And I think when people look at it that way, you're going to be paying, you know, something like $750 a month for this 7-year-old car whose value has dropped, you know, like a stone during that period of time. I mean, it's not really a very good decision. I'm one of these really old school kind of guys, Chris, in that I'm not a big believer in car loans, period. You know, I think there's a lot of useful transportation you can get for cash, or if you save up for it. You don't need the newest and shiniest car out there, at least, I mean, that's kind of a luxury, and I think you need to work your way up for it. But I think, you know, kids graduate from college or they get their first job and they immediately go out and buy a brand new car and put themselves in debt for $50,000 or $60,000. It's kind of amazing to me.
Yeah, let me be clear, and I'm going to be careful with my response to what you just said. I switch cars very frequently, and a lot of them have been new cars. But I will say this, I'm in my 40s now, but also we've been very careful with down payments, and we've never, ever taken longer than a 4-year car loan, and that's been the maximum for us. But even then, I would say, you know, you're going to be out of warranty coverage near the end of these longer loan terms. You're going to have a car that is no longer the latest and greatest. It just isn't going to feel that great.
Yeah. At the same time, I'm not a big proponent of leasing either. And some people might look at that as the alternative. And so you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. And I think for the right person, a car loan makes a lot of sense. As you say, keep those loan terms as short as you possibly can as you afford them, because you're just going to pay more if you have a longer term loan. It might look like you're not paying more because your monthly payment will be somewhat lower, but you will be paying more. So take it from old Jack. That's what happens. Well, we talked about a brand that has very strong targets coming up for vehicle sales, Audi. This kind of surprised me in a way that Audi is getting so aggressive here, Chris. They want to sell 2 million vehicles annually, I think this is globally. I think to do that, though, they have to put a lot more emphasis on the North American market than they have put up till now. And that might include building Audis in North America, maybe in the United States. The way things are going tariff-wise, that might make some sense for them. I'm curious as to your thoughts on all this and what's going on at Audi.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, Audi could end up building vehicles here, but it is interesting to see, as you mentioned, they need to place a heavier emphasis on North America. They're basically selling a European product line in North America right now, very EV heavy and that sort of tech forward lineup. And Americans have shown, you know, we like the performance wagons. We like the bigger engines and gas engines and things. So I hope they pull it through. I like Audi's lineup. But, you know, I don't see them reaching that sales target unless there are some more appealing vehicles for sale here.
Yeah, I mean, they want to double their sales. Their sales in the United States have been around 200,000 units a year, 200,000 vehicles a year. I mean, doubling that is a tall order. I mean, these are not inexpensive vehicles, among other things. And tariffs are a potential steep barrier for Audi going forward. So I think we're probably going to see some U.S. production of this, which is that in itself is a good thing. It will employ some American workers, but I think this is a tall order. Any other thoughts on that before we talk about Concept C from Audi?
No, like I said, other than, you know, hoping that they figure this out and pull it through, it would be interesting to see which models they choose to build here versus elsewhere, maybe the lower end cars. But cars like the A4 are going away. They're moving to the A5 and things, and the A7's being discontinued. So who knows where we'll see them in the next couple of years.
Well, let's talk about the Concept C that they have just shown. It's a 2-seat all-electric roadster with, I think, very intriguing styling. Let's put it that way. Your take, Chris.
It's awkward. The front end looks awkward. The square grille is weird looking, but the rest of the car looks very futuristic. So we probably won't see that car in production, but I'll be interested to see where they take that concept into a mass market production car.
Yeah, and that is their goal, is to take this forward. So we will see what happens with that. And when we come back, we will see what happens with some road tests that we're going to do. So we will have several road tests for you. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Radmack with you, and we have a double dose of road tests in America on the Road this week. And Chris, you're driving a vehicle that I think in some ways is maybe underrated in its segment. There are a lot of good choices in that segment, but I think the Nissan Frontier is a really, really good vehicle. Tell us about it.
I will agree with you on that. It's the 2025 Nissan Frontier Pro 4X. And one of the things that people knock this truck for sometimes is being unrefined and a little loud and rough around the edges. But that's what I really appreciate about it is it's just a truck. It's a straightforward pickup truck. You get some tech and some features with it, but by and large, it is one of the more simple and straightforward models in its segment. Jack, what do you think about that?
I absolutely believe what you're saying, and I endorse it. I mean, I think a pickup truck like this, straightforward, is a good thing. You know, a lot of gewgaws and fancy tech, maybe not what you need in a straight-on truck.
Yep, you get no turbos, no hybrids, and nothing else in this truck. It's a 3.8-liter V6 with 310 horsepower, 281 pound-feet of torque, sent through a 9-speed automatic transmission to all four wheels in the Pro 4X. The standard truck is all rear-wheel drive, but you can option four-wheel drive. As I mentioned, the engine's a little noisy, but it's got plenty of power. Acceleration is good, and towing is strong at up to 6,700 pounds, or a little bit less than 6,700 pounds. And the ride quality here is pretty good, Jack. I think sometimes with the off-road trucks, what you get is a balance where the ride quality is a little bit more jilted because of the lifted suspension, but then you have beefier tires that are better at soaking up some of the road imperfections. What do you think?
I agree with you. I have driven the Frontier several times. I've liked it every time I've driven it. I've driven it off-road, and I was impressed with its off-road abilities, especially when you get an off-road-oriented trim. I just like it all around. I think, again, straightforward to me is good in this segment. It makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. And the 9-speed automatic transmission is responsive. It shifts smoothly. There's none of the hunting for gears and the lower speeds. It's one of the things that I almost always point out with Ford's 10-speed automatic transmission because it constantly searches for gears, but this is a much more relaxed operation. The truck comes in two cab forms. You can get a crew cab or a double cab. Mine was the crew cab with five seats. Leather upholstery is standard with the Pro 4X. You get cloth and lower trims. Power front seats, heated front seats, a heated steering wheel. One of the things I like about this truck over like the Ford Ranger or the Toyota Tacoma is that you get decent back seat space and it's an upright shape, but you don't suffer from the sort of bunched in feeling that you get in a lot of pickup trucks. It's nice and wide so you can fit two car seats and a person in the middle or three people across in the back seat. And Nissan's zero gravity front seats are extremely comfortable, Jack. We've talked about these a bunch of times. They're not super spacious, but they are very deep and nicely padded. And there's a lot of support. What do you think about the zero gravity seats and how do they compare to like a Ford seat?
You know, a lot of people think or might think that the zero gravity seats are hype, but I really don't. I think there's really something to this. I've spent a lot of time in these seats and they do seem really comfortable. And one of the biggest things is if you're not noticing the seat after a long time at the wheel, then they're doing the right thing, right? It's when you notice the seat that it's not necessarily all that great.
I agree. And it's one of those things that you can spend a lot of time in the truck and you don't feel like you want to get out. And when you stand up, when you've been in the truck for a while, you don't have the same sort of creaky feeling, or maybe that's just me getting older, but it definitely doesn't have that feeling. The interior ergonomics are good. One thing I will say is that the design is one of the least visually appealing, I think, in the segment. The combination of blocky logos and shapes with the colors, it just is too much going on for me. I think some people probably get used to it after a while, but it is very busy. You do get good tech in the Pro 4X. You get a 12.3-inch touchscreen, a digital gauge cluster, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Fender audio system. Nissan's infotainment is pretty straightforward, Jack. I enjoy using it. It's very responsive on the screen, and there are plenty of good features here. And then you also get safety tech too, so blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, and the rest. The pricing for this truck, Jack, starts at around $34,000. My Pro 4X was about $45,000. If I were going to buy this truck, I would look for the SV trim, which is kind of a mid-range trim. It doesn't get all the off-road goodies, but it's about $7,000 cheaper, and you can still option in four-wheel drive and have a very capable truck.
Yeah, Sounds good. Yeah, I endorse that. I think the Frontier is one to look at if you're looking for a mid-sized truck. Take a look. A good thing. Well, I'm going to talk about the Lexus RX. We were driving the Lexus RX 350 F Sport, so I'll tell you about that for a fairly lengthy drive over the course of the last week or so. Of course, the RX has been the big dog in the luxury midsize SUV segment virtually since it was introduced, but it's had a little bit of an image problem, I think, when it comes to appealing to men. I'm not sure how you feel about that, Chris, but I think too many blue-haired ladies drive RXs for a lot of guys' taste. But to remedy that, Lexus has introduced the F-Sport trims. I don't think they'll tell you that that's exactly why they introduced it, but I think that's behind the scenes. That's what they're doing. And, I think in a lot of ways it's worked out pretty well. Let me tell you how that worked out a little later. Let me tell you about the vehicle, though, that we drove from Dallas, Texas to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and back to Dallas and then Fort Worth, because it turned out to be a perfect vehicle for that drive that included tons of thunder showers and, immense amounts of rain. It is the sport-tuned version of the midsize crossover. And it's positioned between luxury and performance, but I would say it's positioned much more toward luxury than it is toward performance. But I think it has enough performance and enough, it has added some sharper driving dynamics versus the standard RX. Some of it is suspension. I think some of it is just tires. But I think it really works well. And for what I was doing, and there was a lot of twisty two-lane in the drive from Dallas to Broken Bow. Let me tell you, I was on two-lane most of the time. I think it worked out really well. I think it's a very good compromise. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Yeah, I've traditionally been kind of down on the F-Sports because they don't all add performance to go along with the looks. But your statement earlier about appealing to men and a larger audience, it's kind of got me thinking that I should change my tune a little bit. I think it might be worthwhile in that regard.
Yeah, I think this kind of, you can keep your man card and drive a RX F-Sport, and that's good. And it's sporty without being in-your-face sporty. I mean, they're functional side air intakes. They've changed the lower fascia. It looks sportier. It has 21-inch alloy wheels with a dark finish. It's generally good-looking without going to an all-black treatment that Chris would not have any good words to say about. I just think it's a pretty good-looking vehicle. I think you wouldn't say it's exactly manly. But what are your thoughts on the exterior styling of the RX?
I am very appreciative of the latest styling redesign. I think Lexus's move away from such a prominent giant grille to one that is more blended with the surrounding bodywork makes it look a lot better. And the rest of the vehicle is fine. I think, Lexus has leaned into this sort of sharp, pointy styling thing over the past several years. And I'm not a huge fan, but the new RX is pretty decent in that regard.
Yeah, I think it looks good. And I think the F-Sport has enough differentiation from the base model that it's worth the extra money, probably. It uses the 2.4-liter turbocharged inline four-cylinder engine, produces 275 horsepower and 317 pound-feet of torque. That's not going to set your heart racing necessarily, but I found that it had plenty of power. I did a lot of passing on these two lanes and gets up to speed very, very well. Suddenly you're going, wow, you're going way over the speed limit if you're not paying attention. 8-speed automatic transmission that works flawlessly, all-wheel drive, which was really nice. And we drove on a lot of dirt roads during this trip. Broken Bow, Oklahoma has a lot of dirt two lanes and that kind of thing. And as I say, torrential rain, so all of that worked out. What do you think about the Turbo 4 in this model and then this amount of horsepower?
It's a good amount of horsepower. And, you said this earlier, but Lexus absolutely tuned this vehicle for comfort and luxury over performance, even in the F-Sport trim. The engine is quiet. It's smooth. There's not, even under heavy acceleration, it doesn't sound like it's trying to go very hard. But it's got enough power for commuting and highway cruising, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to pass either, which I think is sort of the sweet spot for a vehicle like this.
Yeah, I think all around, the ride quality is noticeably really good. It's also a super quiet vehicle. And at the same time, it's precise enough for these two lanes where you can feel like you're getting it done pretty well. And I had a chance to do that. Fuel economy, pretty good. Of course, there are hybrid models that have much higher fuel economy. But I think this is a really cost-effective kind of version of the vehicle. And I like the interior. It had New Luxe synthetic leather upholstery that you wouldn't know were not leather. Aluminum pedals, you know, some trim-specific things that are F-Sport oriented. Looks good. Very nice adjustable seats. Again, very comfortable over long drives. And we were driving, you know, multi-hundreds of miles in a sitting panoramic glass roof so we could see the raindrops coming down. Well-controlled and quiet ride. Infotainment system has a 14-inch touchscreen with a Lexus interface, which is, of course, the Toyota interface. I think it's very straightforward. We hooked this up with Apple CarPlay and generally just kind of rocked and rolled with this thing. It seemed to work almost flawlessly. 12-speaker audio system is standard. It had plenty of power for all the country music that my lovely wife likes to play, and I try not to listen to so much, and it makes her happy, so I go along with that. I just like the interior. Certainly plenty of luggage space. I mean, this is a 5-passenger vehicle with tons of luggage space. If you are a golfer, there's plenty of room for your golf clubs. I'm not necessarily that, but there was plenty of room for all of our stuff. It is filled with safety equipment, including blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alert. It has parking sensors. Sometimes those parking sensors are a little irritating, but there you go. The rear seats fold 40-20-40. I think that's a good split, kind of a luxury kind of split versus the typical 60-40. Any final thoughts on that?
Yes, having just moved a load of lumber in a Honda Prologue, I would have loved the 40-20-40 split.
Yeah, exactly. The vehicle, as we tested, starts at about $57,000. It includes a bunch of premium stuff. At the same time, the average car is around $50,000. So here you have a luxury SUV with a lot of interior space, just immense amounts of comfort, great driving dynamics. I think this is a heck of a vehicle. In fact, it's a vehicle I recommended to my oldest daughter as something to look at coming up. So I think it's a really well done piece.
I agree.
And stay with us. We will be right back right here on America on the Road with even more.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. We're so glad you're with us for our double dose of road tests in this America on the Road episode. And Chris, you're driving a vehicle that has a name maybe as long as this segment is going to be. It's a pretty long one. Tell us all about it.
Yes, it's the 2026 Toyota Grand Highlander Platinum Hybrid Max. And this is a relatively new model. The Grand Highlander came out, I think, in 2024. Maybe I'm wrong about that. 2024, 2025, as an extended version of the regular Highlander with more interior space and cargo room. I drove the Platinum trim, which is the top model of this lineup. It starts at around $46,000. My Platinum, after a few options, was around $63,000. Jack, have you driven the Grand Highlander, and what did you think about it compared to the regular Highlander?
I have driven the Grand Highlander, and of course, it's very similar in a lot of ways, I think, to the Lexus TX, and I think to its credit, it is a full-on three-row vehicle. I don't want to steal your thunder here, but I think there's a lot to like about the vehicle.
Yes, I will say I drove the Lexus TX a few months ago. We reviewed it on the show. And then after driving this vehicle a few weeks ago, comparing the two in my mind, they're very similar. The Toyota is actually pretty luxurious compared to the Lexus. So it's surprising. But with the Hybrid Max powertrain, you get a turbocharged 2.4-liter four-cylinder and two electric motors. It's 362 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque, Jack, in a three-row family SUV through a six-speed automatic, and all-wheel drive is standard with the Hybrid Max. This vehicle is very quiet, but acceleration is surprisingly strong, and I wouldn't say that it's thrilling, but for a three-row SUV, there's a lot going on here that makes this a little bit more engaging than a usual vehicle. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think the driving dynamics are good, and in the previous segment, we talked about how Lexus pretty much nailed it with the F-Sport on the RX 350, and I think in a lot of ways, as a three-row, the Grand Highlander does the same thing.
It does, and it's surprisingly quiet and refined while it's doing all of this. I mean, even when you stamp the throttle down, it doesn't feel like the vehicle is trying to figure out what's going on. It just goes, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about Toyota's hybrid systems is that they're generally more refined and less noisy and sort of bumpy, I'll say, than others. There's transition period. Towing is decent in this vehicle, and as I mentioned, the ride quality is good. Inside is my favorite part. The cabin in this vehicle is extremely nice, as I mentioned earlier. It's almost a Lexus level of luxury in this vehicle. Synthetic leather upholstery in the Platinum trim. You get cloth in the lower levels. You can get 8 passenger seating with a second row bench seat. I had 7 seats with a second row captain's chair. Jack, what do you think about the interior quality of this compared to like the Lexus TX or RX?
I think it must be difficult, I think, for the Lexus folks, how they negotiate this, because certainly Toyota wants the Platinum trim to be very luxurious. And at the same time, I don't think they wanted to overshadow what you can get in the Lexus TX. I'm not sure that that's answering your question. I think it's got a good luxurious interior. I think Lexus adds even more, but I don't think anybody would shy away from the Platinum interior.
Yes, the Platinum, you know, some of the differences, the Lexus gets a nicer stereo. It probably gets genuine leather compared to synthetic leather, and it gets real wood trim and things like that. But sitting in the Grand Highlander Hybrid, you'd be hard-pressed to feel like you're missing anything in this vehicle, especially in the Platinum trim. It's got a visually appealing design. It looks nice. The ergonomics are good. The seats are comfortable. There's plenty of space in the second row seats. And the Grand Highlander addresses one of my complaints with the regular Highlander, is that the third row seats are actually usable for adults in this vehicle. I wouldn't say you could fit three across back there, but two people can ride comfortably. One of the things that this vehicle struggles with back there, though, is that the seat is too low to the floor. So if you're an adult, your knees are kind of up in your chest a little bit, which is a little bit uncomfortable. And then it's harder to access the third row seat. Jack, I know you guys probably don't use the third row as much, but what do you think about that compared to like a full-size third row in a Tahoe?
I think access is pretty good. I mean, I moved my creaky old bones and got into the third row of the Grand Highlander when we had it. And, you know, I found that would be an okay place to be. And for reasonably long drives, I'm not quite as tall as you. I think you're 6 feet tall and I'm 5'11". I know you're proud of that 6 feet tall thing, Chris, and so I decided to put that out there. But it worked out pretty well in getting in. And as you know, we have a Tahoe with a third row, and it takes a little getting into, but I think comparable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the thing with the Grand Highlander over the regular Highlander is that you get more cargo space with the third row seats in use, too. So this could legitimately be used to haul six or seven people and some suitcases and gear to go with it, where, as in a lot of three-row vehicles, even the regular Highlander, using the third row seat really cuts into cargo space. Tech is decent in this vehicle, too. A 12.3-inch touchscreen and a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster. An 8-inch touchscreen comes standard, but both displays run Toyota's newest infotainment system, which is very similar to Lexus's. The new interface is brighter. It's more responsive. It's much easier to learn and use the buttons and the menus and navigate the system. You get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto with this system as well. The Platinum trim comes with wireless charging, Sirius XM radio, HD radio, and a whole lot more. Jack, I want to get your feeling here. The infotainment system is very good in this car, but I still think it's not necessarily a class leader or an industry leader. What do you think?
I think you're right. And at the same time, maybe we're expecting too much out of some of these infotainment systems. And maybe this provides exactly what the consumer wants. And anything beyond that is kind of egregiously too much, right? It's like, they won't be able to digest it all. And I'm not sure we as testers always digest everything that's in these infotainment systems.
I agree. And, you know, I've written about this a few times, but automakers like Mercedes and BMW, they pack everything in the kitchen sink into their infotainment system. But what that ends up doing is you have to wade through all of that stuff to get to the feature that you actually want to use. And it can be confusing. But Toyota's done a good job simplifying the interface. The Highlander Platinum, Grand Highlander Platinum, comes with a full suite of Toyota Safety Sense safety gear. So for $63,000, Jack, that's a whole lot of money for a Toyota, but I think you're almost getting a Lexus here. I'd probably opt for a lower trim level, maybe with a lesser powertrain, keep the price around $50,000, and you're still going to have a very nice vehicle.
Yeah, I think if you can keep the price around $50,000, you are really doing quite well. Even in the mid to high 50s, I think you've got a good value here. This is a vehicle that does have a lot of good stuff. I'm a little concerned about the complication of the powertrain. What's your thought on that?
I think that is a concern here, but I think, you know, it's a pretty standard setup. You have a turbocharged four-cylinder and two electric motors. Toyota's hybrids have proven to be pretty durable. I'm a little bit more worried about my GR Corolla with a giant turbo on it than I am with this.
Right. Well, I think it's a good value. And I certainly, you know, if we ever go to replace our aging Chevrolet Tahoe, one that we would absolutely consider. And I've talked to my wife about that. I think it's a vehicle that's certainly worthy of consideration. I also drove a Toyota, testing another Toyota SUV, but far different. This is the Toyota 4Runner, of course, one of the legendary SUVs in the Toyota lineup, based on the Tacoma pickup truck. It's one of the few mid-sized body-on-frame SUVs still sold in the United States. Kind of old school from that point of view. It's getting its first redesign in 2025 model year. It seems like we were reported on this before, but it's still new for 2025. This is the first redesign in more than a decade. And I was driving the TRD Pro trim, which is the most off-road focused version. It's positioned at the top of the lineup. And you'll see from the price, it should be at the top of the lineup. This, of course, is replacing the long-running V6-powered vehicle with a turbocharged hybrid powertrain. Virtually identical, I think, to the powertrain you were just talking about, if memory serves and my notes serve me right. Turbocharged four-cylinder engine with hybrid attachments, making that happen. Again, that works quite well. The redesign addresses some long-standing criticisms, including criticisms we had of the 4Runner. Efficiency was one of them. I think outdated cabin technology was one we mostly dinged it for, and that's certainly been solved. Let's talk about this powertrain a little bit more. As I say, a 2.4-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine with an electric motor backing it up and an 8-speed automatic transmission in this form, 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. That's a ton of torque, plenty of horsepower. Certainly, the electric motor applies torque when you need it. What's your take on this all-wheel drive system?
Yeah, people love to be down on hybrid systems, but it really helps with torque off the line, especially off-roading, which people will do with the 4Runner. It's just there when you need it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a powertrain that is the antithesis of what we were talking about with the Frontier, right, in the previous segment. This is a very complex powertrain. At the same time, it is a Toyota complex powertrain. So we have, we're crossing our fingers that their record of longevity and just reliability shines through here. This is replacing a 4-liter V6 that produced a lot less torque. So the performance is good. Of course, the fuel economy is also better, which I like. Towing capacity is rated at 6,000 pounds for this vehicle, so that's quite good. It's in line with other body-on-frame platforms, and there aren't too many of them. I guess the Dodge Durango is another one you could kind of lump in into this general size range. This is not as large as the Chevrolet Tahoe or Ford Expedition. Fuel economy is 20 miles per gallon combined. We got roughly that when we were driving it. I have a bit of a heavy foot, so I give the vehicle a little bit benefit of the doubt sometimes. Others that we have recently reviewed probably get better fuel economy. I know we had the Hyundai Palisade fairly recently, but I think it works well overall. What's your take on the design of the 4Runner, Chris, the new one?
Yeah, the old 4Runner was starting to look a little awkward to me. I think I loved it at first, but it started to age kind of poorly. I think this design does a good job at updating that, and it aligns it with the Tacoma. It's a little bit more modern. I like it. It really depends on the trim level, though. Some of the more luxurious trims look a little awkward with the way the proportions are, but I think the off-road trims look great.
Yeah, I think they look great. They look very purposeful, and I like that. It has a high roof line, of course, upright stance, squared off in the rear, so a lot of cargo space because of that, and I think that functionality I like. It has slimmer LED headlights than before. This, of course, has more pronounced fender flares. The TRD Pro has more pronounced fender flares than the basic model. It also adds functional skid plates, which is a good thing if you're going off-road. A roof rack. This is a mammoth roof rack. I mean, you can practically live up there. Ton of stuff up there. It also creates some wind noise when you're driving at speed, which I have had a tendency to do. 17-inch alloy wheels with all-terrain tires, so you have that nice thick sidewall. Overall, this is really kind of well-positioned to be a good off-roader, isn't it?
It is. I think they've done enough to make it a worthy upgrade over the previous model. I actually haven't driven the 4Runner yet. I've driven the Tacoma, and I can't wait to take it behind. I can't wait to get behind the wheel. I can't even talk about it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, and rightly so. Let me get to the price of this thing. I mean, the convenience inside, they've really improved the cabin significantly. It has plenty of cargo space. All of that is great. The infotainment system is very similar to the infotainment systems we've talked about for a bunch of the other vehicles here, 12.3-inch touchscreen. You can get a JBL system, which is nice in terms of that. Great safety tech, of course. Let me get to beyond the off-road stuff. Let me get to the pricing here, because this is where I kind of knocked my socks off a little bit. The suggested retail price is $72,000 with an additional $1,300, almost $1,400 destination charge. Your quick reaction to that, Chris?
That's a heck of a lot of money for a 4Runner, Jack.
Yeah, that was my reaction too. This is a great vehicle, but that's a ton of money for that. So there you go. I liked it, but maybe there are others in the lineup that you can get for less money and not have all that stuff. At the same time, it's nice to have all that stuff. Well, when we come back, we will have a listener question. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Neared back with you, and it is our final segment. Jack Neared, along with Chris Teague, of course, back with you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Neared back with you, and it is our final segment. Jack Neared along with Chris Teague, of course, back with you, and great to have Chris along with us on the show. It is listener question time, Chris, and we love to get listener questions, comments. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here's the question for you, Chris. This is from Sandra in Mesa, Arizona. I'm thinking of buying an EV, and I heard that one of the advantages they have is that they are cheaper to maintain. Is that true? Do you think I can save substantial amounts of money on maintenance if I buy one?
Well, there are two parts to this. So, yes, I do think that they are generally less expensive to maintain in the long run for a number of factors, which we can get to. But I would caution you, even saving money on maintenance, it's going to take a very long time to make up the extra purchase price, the cost of the extra purchase price, because EVs are generally more expensive. EVs don't have engine air filters. You don't have engine oil, transmission oil, belts, those sorts of things to change. But you do have brakes and tires and cabin air filters and windshield wipers and bulbs. So they're not maintenance free. I don't want to paint that picture that way.
Yeah, I think you've outlined it exactly perfectly. Maintenance costs are probably going to be lower, but your purchase price very much higher. So the twain might never meet.
Yeah, it's hard to balance that out. The same thing with charging and fuel costs. It takes a long time.
Right. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Of course, my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. We'll have links in the show notes to both versions of the book. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
It is. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
And we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Please subscribe to those. We would appreciate very much your subscription to our YouTube and Rumble channels. That helps us a lot. Look for our America on the Road videos, road tests, and shorts on our YouTube channel. I think you'll get a kick out of those, and they're available in bite-sized hunks there. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. We really do appreciate that. It helps us a lot, of course, and we love our Sports Byline Network stations and terrestrial radio. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We do appreciate it. We know you have a lot of choices out there, so the fact that you've picked out America on the Road and are listening to America on the Road means a lot to us. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.